We're 60 seconds from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Back when I was in college, we used to play this fun little game called Smiles.
I don't like this. I
have never heard of a game like that.
What? You guys never played Smiles?
No, and I was in college too.
I mean, I love
so
smile.
Was Alexis.
Yeah, I never heard of this.
Oh, you missed out.
What is that?
It involved a bunch of dudes sitting around a table with a tablecloth over it.
Okay.
And there was a jar of peanut butter in the middle.
Oh, no.
A vibrating toothbrush.
Frat houses are so weird.
Oh, man.
Please stop.
Those college days.
No,
he's smiling just thinking
it
about
does.
It.
It does. I used to smile a lot back then.
I don't want
to
know why.
It tickles your memory.
Tickles something.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to know why the peanut butter's in the middle and everyone's facing it.
But now it feels like smiling is a rare occasion.
You know? I don't know. I smile a lot.
Well, a new study found the average person smiles 11 times a day.
That's not very much.
Wow, I already met my quota.
And we also frown or pout 11 times a day.
Yeah, I pout a lot.
But you know
too.
What? We're all wearing masks now, so you can't tell.
Yeah, that's a good point. But in here you can. Brooke, you work with Jose. Would you say he's around average on both?
Yes.
No, I think 11? Above average on smiles.
I think you're also above average on frowns.
I'm whiny.
You
yeah.
are very pouty.
I am very whiny.
You're either really happy or really pouty.
Yeah, there's no in between. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need a therapist.
Mm-hmm. They say the top five things that make us smile are hearing good news.
Yeah.
Being with your family.
Yeah.
Getting complimented from a stranger.
Oh, for sure.
Totally, and people you know.
And also getting paid.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's when I start to pout.
Yeah.
Not enough for you?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, never enough.
The study also found 37% of people have been really trying hard to find more stuff to smile about during the pandemic.
Dude, I have too.
I feel it really has been a chance for everybody to like concentrate on the small things.
Yeah.
For
and
sure.
to focus on like, hey, I'm lucky that I even, you know, have an apartment or I have video games to play.
And that you're healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody out there will smile when they hear the sound of a lowly radio host getting shocked within an inch of their life.
Hope it makes someone smile.
Yep, because it is time for your shock caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw a name out to figure out who gets asked a trivia question. If you get it wrong, you get punished by being shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear. I'm drawing a name out of the bucket because I had the shock caller last, and I got Brooke the Widowmaker. Fox.
Oh my god.
All right.
My husband is alive and well.
For now. Yeah. All right, Brooke's putting on the shock collar while she does that. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Weddings are like the Super Bowl for making emotionally charged decisions. There's romance in the air, booze in our glasses, and the cha-cha slide in our hearts.
Always.
And that's a cocktail for bad choices. Recently, a new survey found the top four worst things you could do at a wedding as a guest, and I need you to name them in no particular order.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is a good question for me.
I was just going to say it's great for you.
Okay, first and foremost, getting just hammered. Like
we all got hammered.
Yeah,
at your wedding.
I know, but like puke drunk. Mm-hmm. Like there's
I also
a difference.
Puked at your wedding, I think.
Well,
yeah.
That poor camel.
I guess it's expected of me though.
I mean that I think is it,
you're right.
It's a bad look.
Embarrassingly
right? Like
drunk.
Sloppy drunk.
Yeah.
It's just rude.
Like, yes.
Like getting drunk and having fun, but
sure.
You're not referencing anyone in particular that made a scene at your wedding,
oh,
are you?
No, I would
no
never
way.
Do that.
That's good.
No one that had to be carried out bleeding.
Thank goodness. What about what about a guest that objects when they ask, does anybody have a problem with this marriage?
Ooh, yeah.
I don't think they do that anymore, though. Nobody asks anymore because they don't want that moment.
Well, that I think is one of the worst things a guest could do.
No, see, I think something worse is something I've actually done because I didn't know.
You've done it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wearing a white dress.
Wow.
Brooke, you wore a white dress?
You guys, it was my ex's wedding.
Oh,
I swear to God, I didn't know.
You're a bad person.
Subconsciously, you're trying to send a message.
That is terrible.
And
that's
I
awful.
Wore this huge ring bigger than hers to the wedding. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah. Now, wait, Jake, is this question about just like random rude things or like the worst things people could do?
Hold on, wait.
Let's hear the question one more
time. Yeah.
Wedding bells might as well be the official alarm sound for bad decisions. And if you don't believe me, a recent survey found the top four worst things you could do as a wedding guest, and I need you to name all of them. But as a wedding gift, I'll give you a lifeline. Ask me for a number, and I'll tell you the answer behind it. Although you were white to a wedding, Brooke, I don't think I should give you a lifeline.
Yeah,
I feel like I want to take it away.
You don't deserve
but I'll give you one anyway.
And I'm 1 through 4 right now?
Yeah.
I need to find 4.
Number four, wearing white. You were correct on there.
Oh, that's good, but it doesn't help us.
Okay.
No, I have one for sure, though.
Save me.
Messing with the wedding cake, like before they've cut it.
Who does that?
No, but if you accidentally hurt it or it falls over, or like as a kid, I've seen kids like touch it and they get in
trouble. That's BS. Jose definitely ate some cake at a wedding.
I did not officially touch
Oops, I didn't know.
But I mean before they do the ceremonial.
Yeah, or I mean if people don't object anymore, what if like your phone goes off during it or something? Like while they're saying your vows?
Phone etiquette is really good. That's bad phone etiquette. I like getting too drunk. Is any like hitting on the mother of the bride or making moves on the bridal party?
No, they like that.
How about...
Do they? Jeffrey, I think the mother of the...
Your mom loved it when I was chatting with her at your wedding.
Dude,
I'll tell you that.
Hot, Brooke. Seriously hot.
Okay.
Anyway, hold on. What about the best man speech?
Oh, being inappropriate?
Sometimes they think they're being funny.
But that's not wedding guests. Like, that's just one person that could screw it up. So
yeah,
his question is about wedding guests.
No, you're a guest. If you're at the wedding making a speech, you're a wedding guest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to go sloppy drunk. Inappropriate wedding speech,
awesome.
Wearing white. Oh, and phone etiquette.
Oh,
thank
that
you.
Was it.
Okay.
Good job.
And lastly, bad phone etiquette. Bad phone etiquette.
The top four worst things you can do at a wedding, according to a new survey, are number one, getting too drunk.
Yes. There you go. Number one. Wow.
Number two, making an inappropriate speech.
Ooh, yeah, hoser.
I already told you wearing white was on the list, and you got that one. And the final thing on the list.
Oh, did we do it? Let's go.
Getting it on with a bridesmaid or groomsmaid.
Oh, dang it, I had it.
You were close.
I think that's fine, too.
That's great.
I mean,
I
as long as they're all single, you know?
Yeah.
All right, well, we didn't get it right, and somebody wanted to hear you sing I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston. That's right in your wheelhouse, bro.
This is your first dance song.
You know me and Whitney.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody.
Yeah,
I want to dance with somebody. With somebody who loves.
Ow.
That was pretty good, Brooke.
Ouch.
They should have shock callers at weddings.
They should.
I'm available for hire if anybody needs a singer.
That's your
shock caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.